You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You're gonna get bored by baseball.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
One of the cool things about the All-Star game, especially Media Day, is when you see some of these first-timers, these first-time All-Stars, and then you see the first-timers who are rookies, and just the smile from ear to ear, just happy to be sitting in this seat answering these questions as an All-Star. Well, that's why I wanted to give you these quick conversations I had with two rookies, two guys who would just have smiles from ear to ear, Shane Smith of the Chicago White Sox and Jacob Mizorowski, obviously from the Milwaukee Brewers. Mizorowski is a guy who's only pitching five games. Shane pitching 18. You combine those, that's 23. It's still not a lot. Again, what this has done, this game, this moment, this media session, these interviews, what it has done is remind everybody about how awesome it is to have some sort of achievement, some sort of recognition, because Shane and Jacob, they have been recognized. All right. Well, speaking of recognition, just bear with me at the beginning of the conversation with Shane, because we're from the same area, so I had to ask him about the best roast beef sandwich places, and then we get into other stuff. And then, of course, we get to very, very smiley Jacob right after it. All right, here you go. Here's Shane and Jacob.
So, best North Shore roast beef.
Ooh. There was a small one in Danvers when I was growing up called Supremes. I had that one often. I don't know what it looks like now. I haven't been there in a while. Really good place called Alpha's in Peabody. That's a good one. That's what I usually go to at home.
People in Nick's and Beverly are.
Yeah, it's good. I've had it once or twice. It's just, you know, I just.
Well, you're a Danvers guy.
It's all good. I try and stay true to it.
It's all good. Yeah. So what has this been like? Like, this is like the major league whole experience. Sitting here and but per diem and spring training and like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a steep learning curve, and the transition has been fairly smooth, I guess. The opening, you have the debut, which is, you know, a really special moment for me and my family, and then you get, you know, thrown at Fenway, you know, my fourth start of my career, so that was really special. And then next thing you know, you're kind of rolling and you're 10 starts in, and you're just trying to soak up as much as you can and learn from each start, and, you know, making sure you're not making mistakes twice. I think that's kind of the big thing. You know, you make the mistake, like, okay, it's the big leagues. These guys are really good. Yeah. Like, you know, they're here for a reason.
And that became evident pretty early on. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, even on days where the numbers were good and the box score was good, like, there's still moments where it's like, oh, like, that might have worked today, but I know it's not going to work over the long run. Yeah. So, you know, just trying to learn from those mistakes. And, you know, I'm in the thick of it right now. And, like, my last couple starts has been, you know, like, okay, what, you know, each one's a little different, but how can I learn from each one and hopefully put together, you know, a strong second half?
Is it cool being going through the experience with guys like Mike or, you know, and other guys who are sort of in the same spot in their career?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, anywhere from like 6 to 8 rookies on our roster at one time. And you know, Sean and Mike being from Boston has been really cool. You know, knowing Sean and Mike and, you know, really all the guys to be like, you know, we're, you know, flying by the seat of our pants a little bit, but, you know, we're all in it together. And we have our veterans who, you know, are teaching us the ropes, but, you know, we're playing all the time. You know, it's not like we're, you know, sitting and watching. It's like you're learning by jumping in full speed. So, you know, to be able to bounce ideas off those guys and, you know, whether you're struggling, to be like, it's all right, you know, we're learning. And when things are going well, it's like, yeah, just, you know, keep that up.
Question that nobody else is going to have. Give me your best Mike Vassell story.
Mike in the off season, we have a cutoff Thursdays at the gym, and he'll send like a video of him like yelling and screaming at the camera with like a little coffee, and we always look forward to that on Thursday mornings. We're like, all right, Mike, where's the video? We got to get going here. So yeah, Mike's good in that way.
By the way, I talked to Noah Schultz the other day, and he has said that because I told him Lucas Giolito had contacted MLB The Show, said I got to get my endurance up.
Yeah.
And Noah admitted, said I contacted MLB The Show to make sure they know I throw 100. I don't know if you have done this or you know of anyone else who have done it.
I haven't done it personally. This is the first year in a couple of years I didn't buy The Show.
Okay.
I had like a little giveaway at the hotel, so I picked it up then, but yeah. I haven't looked at my player, haven't looked at anything so far. So maybe save that for the offseason.
The last thing is, when you see my hat, what do you think?
I agree. I do not think baseball is boring. I think it's an acquired taste, and as you learn a little bit more about it, you start to fall in love with it.
What's it like sitting in this seat right now? I know this is a very simple question, but what's it like? Because you're like smiling a lot.
I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here. You know, I grew up watching this, so it's just one of those things that it doesn't feel real to be in this seat, and you know, everyone's filming me, so it's crazy.
I mean, it's a cliche question, but could you imagine me a year ago?
No.
No.
No, not a chance.
So where were you watching the All-Star Game a year ago?
I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, so yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, so I was still in Double A. Yeah.
Like a sports bar? Or?
I think just in my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this what you thought it would be? I mean, I know that it's just beginning, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fun. I don't think it's anything close to what I thought, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, and the last thing is, when you see my hat, what do you think?
I don't think it is. I think it's a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of stuff that people don't see and they don't think about, so...
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.